నారాయణం నమస్కృత శ్రీమద్భాగవతం 9th క్యాంటో చాప్టర్ 18 ఎంటైటిల్డ్ కింగ్ అయాతి రీగెయిన్స్ హిస్ యూత్ టెక్స్ట్ 41 తుర్వశుశ్చోదితః పిత్రా ద్రుహ్యుశ్చానుశ్చ భారత ప్రత్యాచక్షుర్అధర్మజ్ఞా హ్యనిత్యే నిత్యబద్ధయః. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్. ఓ మహారాజ్ పరీక్షిత్, యయాతి సిమిలర్లీ రిక్వెస్టెడ్ హిస్ సన్స్ తుర్వసు, ద్రుహ్యు అండ్ అను టు ఎక్స్చేంజ్ దేర్ యూత్ ఫర్ హిస్ ఓల్డ్ ఏజ్, బట్ బికాస్ దే వర్ అన్అవేర్ ఆఫ్ రిలీజియస్ ప్రిన్సిపల్స్ దే థాట్ దట్ దేర్ ఫ్లికరింగ్ యూత్ వాజ్ ఇటర్నల్ అండ్ దేర్ ఫోర్ దే రిఫ్యూజ్ టు క్యారీ అవుట్ ద ఫాదర్స్ ఆర్డర్. నో పర్పోర్ట్. వి గో టు ద నెక్స్ట్ వన్. 42. King Yayati then requested Puru, who was younger than these three brothers, but more qualified. My dear son, do not be disobedient like your elder brothers, for that is not your duty. Text 43. Puru replied, O your majesty, who in this world can repay his debt to his father? By the mercy of one's father, one gets the human form of life, which can enable one to become an associate of the Supreme Lord. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The father gives the seed of the body, and this seed gradually grows and develops until one ultimately attains the developed human body with consciousness higher than that of the animals. In the human body, one can be elevated to the higher planets, and furthermore, if one cultivates Krishna consciousness, one can return home back to Godhead. This important human body is obtained by the grace of the Father, and therefore everyone is indebted to his Father. Of course, in other lives, one also gets a father and mother. Even cats and dogs have fathers and mothers. But in the human form of life, the father and mother can award their son the greatest benediction by teaching him to become a devotee. When one becomes a devotee, he achieves the greatest benediction because he completely averts the repetition of birth and death. Therefore, the father who trains his child in Krishna consciousness is the most benevolent father in this world. It is said, Janame janame sabe pita mata pai, Krishna guru nahi mile bhaja hari hai. Everyone gets a father and mother, but if one gets the benediction of Krishna and Guru, he can conquer material nature and return home back to Godhead. So, we are reading from the 9th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam about the dynasty of royalty into which eventually Lord Krishna was born. Basically, the Bhagavatam talks of this Manvantara and all the powerful personalities, Kshatriyas. Imam Rajarshayo Viduhu, it is meant so that they can learn, these great souls who are supposed to, as leaders, guide people, how they ruled, where there were some lacuna or deficiency, where they diverted, so that we can learn from it, where they perfectly followed, which we can take inspiration from, and ultimately go back home, back to garden. That's the purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam. And in the Bhagavatam, only those incidents are taken which is very, very relevant for us in terms of perfecting our own lives. Especially Srila Prabhupada's purports, the essential truths that are necessary to achieve perfection and the universal, common, underlying obstacles, practically common for all, only the, just like in the newspapers, just the names differ, the substance is the same. Similarly, throughout Bhagavatam, the essence is the same, but only manifest through various examples, graphically, so that we understand. But because it is so far away in time, so far away in terms of the people's potency that they had, and so far away in terms of distance, sometimes it becomes very difficult to relate. It seems all some stories which are more imaginary. Somebody living for 1 lakh years, somebody controlling the whole planet, you know, somebody performing a yajna and demigods coming. It doesn't make. Therefore, so that we don't get diverted with the storyline and get stuck in unnecessary details, and therefore, like a cataract, it may obstruct us from seeing the essence, the great acharyas in the parampara extract and preserve the essence. Without that purport, the relevance in our practical day-to-day life, it can't be seen. Some imaginary story, we may think it. Truly speaking, any canto, any section, any chapter of the Bhagavatam, if we put our heart and soul into it and try to extract and prayerfully approach, it can speak the whole essence of Bhagavatam. Just by reading, King Yayati regains his youth. If we study this chapter, King Yayati regains his youth, fully focusing, prayerfully, praying to Shukadeva Goswami, praying to Vyasadeva, then we will regain our original position. We will regain our eternal youthful life. Therefore, I was reading the summary. I would like to read you the summary of this chapter. Then we'll come to the purport. This chapter gives the history of King Yayati, the son of Nahusha. Among Yayati's 5 sons, the youngest son, Puru, accepted Yayati's invalidity. This is the essence of the chapter. We are discussing about Yayati's, Nahusha and his lineage and how Yayati became the king and accepted, gave his invalidity and accepted from his son. Anyway, when Nahusha, who had 6 sons, was cursed to become a python, his eldest son Yati took sannyas, and therefore the next son Yayati was enthroned as king. Let's take just this one incident. I will try to, for those who are not aware, I would like to read the... Because Nahusha, the father of Yayati, molested Indra's wife, Shachi, who then complained to Agastya and other Brahmanas. The saintly Brahmanas cursed Nahusha to fall from heavenly planets and be degraded to the status of a python. Consequently, Yayati became the king. Just this one incident. Here is Nahusha, powerful king on this planet Earth. And then for some reason, Indra is deprived of his post for some time, is away. And therefore, Nahusha is chosen to be Indra for some time. They feel he has some qualification to sit there. But Nahusha, the moment he sits on that seat intoxicates him so much, he thinks that all that Indra enjoyed should be mine. Sometimes, you know, in the government offices, some post is empty, so some person is deputed to take that post. So the one officer comes and takes the previous officer's post. And that previous officer was really, you know, maybe very efficient and very powerful person. Therefore, he was given a lot of facilities. And this person says, I also should have the same palatial bungalow as him. I also want to have 4 cars like him. I also want to have 12 personal servants. I also want to have Z security bodyguards. But then, are you qualified like the previous one? All this is justifiable. But if he says, I want the wife of the previous officer also. I mean, this is a little too much. And this is what Nahusha said. Indrani should also be mine now, because I am the Indra. How the power of position can intoxicate a person that you get perverted in terms of perception and think so many things. Feel ourselves so qualified. And sure enough, poor Shachi goes, tells Agastya and all that. He understands. I said, it's all right. He's asking, is coming to you? Call him, invite him. Tell him, the palanquin should be carried by the Saptarishis. Now, Indra is a powerful personality, no doubt. But here are the Saptarishis, are powerful Brahmanas. So, I mean, he's so intoxicated, he calls the Saptarishis, chalo, aaj mera rat uthao. Never should it be done like that. They are worshipable, they should be, you know, like in that position, he has to worship them and take guidance from them. But because so intoxicated that I have to get this Shachi, he says, and Agastya is a little short in stature. So, you know, just like Jad Bharat, you know, palace, one fellow was, Bharat Maharaj's thing, one fellow was like that. So always it was going like this and a little slower. So he said, hey, Sarpa, quick. He's agitated. Hey, quick, Sarpa. Eventually, actually kicks Agastya, or maybe his leg touches, whatever, he kicks Agastya. He says, quick. You short-statured fellow. So, Agastya, I said, oh, is this much of intoxication? You say sarpa, you become a sarpa. Immediately, punarmushika bhava. From that position of Indra, elevated so quickly, but unfortunately, probably he lacked the qualification not to become, but to stay there. To go to a position is easy, but to stay there is tough. So he lacked that, and eventually it was revealed what is his actual status. So that's lesson number one. And then he had 6 sons. Amongst them, the eldest was Yati. Now, it is described very beautifully. When one, Shukdev goes, oh Parikshit, now Yati was naturally, when Nahusha became a python, post was empty. He had 6 sons and the eldest was Yati. So Yati was requested, come up, take the post. But Yati understood, especially after seeing what happened to his father, and also deeply studying his own nature, he said, when one enters the post of king or head of the government, one cannot understand the meaning of self-realization. Knowing this, Yati, the eldest son of Nahusha, did not accept the power to rule, although it was offered by his father. Somehow he answered to his deep calling from within. Even though the price was very high, tremendous temptation. None of us probably can ever imagine what it means to actually be a king, for to speak of an emperor of the whole planet. Because we have no idea in these days of what kind of autonomy or the power that these people enjoyed. And therefore, at the end of life, just to renounce and go away, so difficult. But he understood. And Prabhupada, again, we may say, theek hai, kisko nahi mila, chala gaya, theek hai, jaane do, kya farak padta hum? But the purport brings it alive so much to our own personal life, because all of us, to some extent or other, are leaders and controllers of some aspect of our life. We have influence over certain people. Maybe beggar is proud of his penny, as they say. We may have a little area of domination where actually we are controllers. And that can potentially become a source of our, as an obstacle to achieve our perfection. Self-realization is the prime objective of human civilization, and it is regarded seriously by those who are situated in the mode of goodness and have developed the Brahminical qualities. Mode of goodness is like a springboard to jump to transcendence. At least one should come to the mode of goodness. But Kshatriyas are generally endowed with material qualities conducive to gaining material wealth and enjoying sense gratification. But those who are spiritually advanced are not interested in material opulence. Now this principle is there. Bhoga Aishwarya Prasaktanam Taya Apahrita Chetasam Vyavasayatmika Buddhi Samadhavana. We may say, I am not a Kshatriya. In Kali Yuga, Kalau Shudra Sambhava. It doesn't relate to me. You know, Kshatriya spirit. I am neither a Brahmana. But truly, the principle is the same. There are 3 modes of nature. The mode of goodness, the mode of passion, the mode of ignorance. And all of us, invariably, till the last breath of our life, the whole world, Tribhir Gunamayair Bhavair Ebhi Sarvam Idam Jagat. The whole creation is made up of these 3 modes. You cannot but be influenced by them. You may transcend their effect by high level focus and control of the senses on specific activity. That's a different thing. But the effect will be there till the last breath of our life, as long as we have a material body. So, invariably, bhoga, to enjoy, and aishwarya, to control. These tendencies are there. Prasaktanam. If attachment to that becomes too prominent in our life, then the prime duty is neglected. It is specifically mentioned here that if one enters political life, especially in the modern day, one loses the chance for human perfection. This is very interesting. It is specifically mentioned that if one enters political life, especially in the modern day, one loses the chance of human perfection. Let's separate it from the situation and take it its universal principle. If one enters too much into political life, then it becomes as a distraction. Now, what is politics? Let's turn to Srila Prabhupada's another purport. For those of you who are interested, or you have some political friends, or you also influenced by some kind of politics in your heart, the politician, little politician who is there in your heart, please listen to this. 7.5.3. Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 3rd chapter, 5th chapter, 3rd verse. Shanda and Amarka are telling Prahlad, Beta Prahlad, you don't know our glorious heritage from Hiranyakashipu. We are seasoned, first-class, traditional demons. And Vaishnavas are our enemies, Beta. When will you understand this? Prahlad has understood. He's transcended. Prahlad certainly heard and recited the topics of politics and economics taught by the teachers. He passed the exams, passed the grades. But he understood that political philosophy involves considering someone a friend and someone else an enemy, and thus he did not like it. And Prabhupada gives a purport and explaining what exactly is politics. Politics involves accepting one group of men as enemies and another group as friends. Everything in politics is based on this philosophy. And in the entire world, especially at the present, is engrossed in it. Just the solution. Why it is saying modern day? Because he says, everything in politics is based on the philosophy of, based on this philosophy. And the entire world, especially at the present, is engrossed in it. Actually, there is so much pleasure that comes to the senses and the mind, but more than anything else, to the ego. The public is concerned with friendly countries and friendly groups, or enemy countries and enemy groups. But as stated in the Bhagavad Gita, a learned person does not make distinction between enemies and friends. Devotees especially do not create friends and enemies. Whole absorption in this India-Pakistan cricket subtly is promoting that ego. Otherwise, who cares? In some place in the corner, some of them are hitting a piece of cork with a piece of wood. You know. And somebody is hitting and somebody losing. Somebody is winning. Whole country absorbed. Can you imagine how much propaganda can fan this propensity? The ego feels so nice. Oh, we won. You won. You rascal, you're law. You're losing. You think you're the body. It is increasing your understanding that you are so and so. Other than the real identity. How much absorption and how much our whole consciousness can be diverted from the essence to the detail. It's all a question of prominence being given. And the state leaders come and sit there. Yadyad acharati sreshtas tatva deveta rojana sayat pramanam. Fools leading the blind, leading the blind. Everyone falls into the ditch. On a working day, the leader practically of the country, just the presence of such a person, whole priority changes. अंधा यथांधी उपनीयमाना तेपी शतंत्रा मुरुदां निबद्धा. A devotee sees every living being as part and parcel of Krishna. Therefore, a devotee treats friends and enemies equally. How do you treat friends and enemies equally? By trying to educate them both in Krishna consciousness. Of course, they may accept or not, but we continue to educate them. A devotee, however, never creates a situation of friendship and enmity. Although Prahlad Maharaj was obliged to hear the instruction of Shanda and Amarka, he did not like the philosophy of friends and enemies, which forms the basis of politics. He was not interested in this philosophy. So, this is why Srila Prabhupada is saying in the purport that he saw Yati was intelligent enough to understand himself. He said, I know what I am. I can't handle this. And therefore, Hari Bol. Prabhu. And he walked away. He was right. But simultaneously, what if it is a seva? And therefore, immediately, Prabhupada also, it is specifically mentioned here that if one enters political life, especially in modern age, one loses the chance. Nonetheless, this Prabhupada immediately comes to the rescue. This is not giving one extreme. Sometimes we can take an extreme position in Krishna consciousness. Therefore, studying all the purports from all different angles gives us a balanced perspective to apply according to time, place and situation. Immediately he comes. But that does mean that nobody should ever go there, because it involves, especially in this, he said, nonetheless, one can attain the highest perfection if one hears Srimad Bhagavatam. He gives the example of Parikshit Maharaj. He was involved in hardcore politics, fighting Kali, personified. But when time came, because he was trained right from the beginning, he could immediately see things in proper perspective. Srimad Bhagavatam keeps our focus on the essence. And therefore, we don't get caught up too much in the details. And also helps us to see things in a proper perspective. Not unduly emphasize a detail and not unduly belittle a principle. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has therefore suggested sthane sthita shrutigatam tanuvang minobhir ye prayashu ajita jitobi. Regardless of whether one is in the mode of passion, ignorance or goodness, if one regularly hears Srimad Bhagavatam from the self-realized soul, one is freed from the bondage of material involvement. If you are regularly hearing tada rajastamo bhava kamalobhadayaschaye cheta etair anavidham sthitam sattve prasidati. By regularly Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, then the mode of passion and ignorance, out of which Kama Yesha Krodhesha Rajoguna Samudbhava, Lobha Pravritirarambha Karmana Mashamah Praha, Rajasyetani Jayanti Vivruddhe Kurunandana, Kama Krodha Lobha Moha Madha Matsarya, all these are a product of mode of passion and ignorance. But by regularly hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, giving oral reception, submissive oral reception. Three things are important, not just sitting in the class alone. Submissive, oral, reception. Reception means, you know, in the reception people are sitting, so welcome, please come. You know, they are happy to receive you. That is the reception committee. Reception committee is meant sitting there always ready to receive people and feel them, make them feel welcomed. Submissive oral reception. By doing that, tada rajastamo bhava kamalobhadayaschaye. These things which, because the whole world is, you know, saturated with the mode of passion and ignorance, you cannot be not affected. You cannot be not affected. Double negative makes a positive. That means you will be affected. You will be affected. Can't be, can't remain untouched. So therefore, just like, when you go out, you sweat and dirt and tired. As soon as you come home, start the shower and Tazgi ka Raj. You feel fresh, refreshed. All fatigue is gone. All contamination removed. Therefore, nityam, regularly, morning and evening if possible, at least once a day, take bath, Baba, of the consciousness. Through the ears, it goes into the heart and cleanses whatever contamination has been gathered throughout the day. Because in Kali Yuga, we can't handle too much. If it is not daily cleansed, we can't do maha cleaning, too late. We may die somewhere in between. It has too much of effect. It can affect our consciousness. So, Nityam Bhagavata Sevayam. So, therefore, Yati took sannyas and didn't come under pressure. Now, anyway, let's go further. Alright, so the Yayati came. Yayati, he was offered. He said, alright. He came. And then everything was going smoothly. But padam, padam, vipadam, that's the nature of this world. And one day, he just happened to go for a hunting. And one special incident had already happened. Parshva Bhumi. What had happened was,
yes.
Sharmishtha, a daughter of a powerful king, she had a lot of maid servants with all her sakhis. She was going for a walk. Devyani, daughter of Shukracharya, the king's guru's daughter. Here, the king's daughter and the king's guru's daughter. All are just going nicely, playing around, talking. Sharmishtha was a little, easy to get angry like that. Some have that irritative nature. Suddenly they get angry. She had that nature. They're going and everyone just undressed and took bath. In the previous, they go to the lake and take bath absolutely without any clothes. So they were taking bath and suddenly Lord Shiva, sitting on his bull with Parvati, he just passed. Such a great Vaishnava is passing, just like Narada Muni was passing, then, passing by, and therefore Nalakuvera and Manigriva and all the girls who were there immediately covered themselves. Vyasdeva went immediately, they covered themselves. So it was going by. So immediately they ran desperately, quickly to cover themselves. And in that haste, she just happened to, whichever cloth was nearby, and maybe they all looked alike also, so many girls together, so maybe two colors are matching. She just picked up a set of clothes which she thought was hers and accidentally she wore it. What's wrong in it? Everything could have been solved if she wore Devyani's clothes. Sharmishtha wore Devyani's clothes. And Devyani comes and just listen to what she speaks. This is the beginning of a, how things, if in a spark, if you don't handle it, a stitch in time saves nine. Had it been dealt with here only, how it is not handled properly, expands and expands and expands and can potentially destroy people's lives for a long time to come. So Devyani comes and sees that Sharmishtha has worn her clothes. She says, oh, just see the activities of this servant maid Sharmishtha. Disregarding all etiquette, she has put on my dress. Till here it's all right. Just like a dog snatching clarified butter meant for use in a sacrifice. ये बोलना जरूरी था क्या? क्यों कहूं? आई मीन दिस इंसिडेंट इज इट इज ए डेली अफेयर इन आवर ब्रह्मचारी आश्रम. यू नो सो मेनी ब्रह्मचारीज एंड लिटिल फ्यू क्लोथ लाइन. यू पुट वन धोती इन द आफ्टरनून एंड यू गो फॉर अ प्रीचिंग प्रोग्राम. इट इज ड्राइड. सो सम अदर ब्रह्मचारी पुशेस इट अ लिटिल एंड पुशेस हिज वेट क्लॉथ बिकॉज इट्स ऑलरेडी ड्राइड. एंड नेक्स्ट डे मॉर्निंग यू वेक अप हाफ स्लीप pull because you know you have put there. That's not your fault. Nobody, of course, since every color is the same, we put, you know, RGD, Radha Gopinath Das, RPD. Early morning, PR looks, first of all, you can't make out whether it, you just wear the dhoti. Has come out somehow. Mangalarti is getting late. You just desperate, you see. You just come. Only Tulsi Puja, when lights are bright, you see, hey, how come my dhoti is almost coming to my knees? Then you realize, oh, this is not RGD, this is RRD, Rup Raghunath Das. And then immediately you go, you know, I said, Prabhu, sorry, I'll wash and give it to you. No, it's all right, Prabhuji. I'll give you one more dhoti if you want. Finished. Such a small problem. Only if it could have been handled, little common sense. Sorry. Finished. But then, and not only that, she justifies. And then she speaks. Very powerful, perfect analysis. Her statements are right, but the context is wrong and the intentions are wrong. We are among the qualified Brahmanas who are accepted as the face of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Brahmanas have created the entire universe by their austerity and they have always kept the absolute truth within the core of their hearts. Has she? They have directed the path of good fortune. Will this lead to that? The path of Vedic civilization. And because they are the only worshipable objects within this world, they are offered prayers and worshipped even by the great demigods, the directors of the various planets, and even by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Super Soul, the Supreme Purifier, the husband of the Goddess of Fortune. And we are even more respectable because we are in the dynasty of Bhrigu. Yet, although this woman's father, being among the demons, is our disciple, she has put on my dress exactly like a Shudra taking charge of Vedic knowledge. How much, you know, what do we understand from this? Aage chalo Prabhuji, katha sunao abhi. We could just neglect this and go away. But if you start, why did Shukadeva Goswami speak this incident if it was an ordinary affair? It was ordinary dealing between extraordinary people who could have extraordinary influence on others, and therefore not properly doing this, it led to extraordinary problems, which we'll see further. So, and what did cause her? Devyani suffered, so much suffered. She suffered so much. Her husband became invalid. And of course, we see even Sharmishta. She could have said, sorry. She was also being, she also is not any less. She spoke only, Devyani spoke 4 verses, which completely changed her life and the lives of so many others. 4 statements. And Sharmishta spoke only 1. That made her a maid servant for the rest of her life. Just 1 statement. I know one person, he was working in an office as a class 4. And one day he was drinking water from this water tap, and the officer came and all that. And suddenly, I say, one by one, the talk increased, and ultimately it went so much, he just slapped him. This class 4 fellow, he slapped the officer. He just went away. And reported. The case went on, you know, he was thrown out and then he went to the legal person. 4 years Without salary, this man was hanging around. Ultimately, lost his job. He didn't get the money. They said they'll repay, but you know, after that, reducing. He just got 1,000 rupees at the end of 4 years. Just that one incident where he went overboard just because of little anger. Anyway, so this is, in both case, actually it was an egoistic statement born out of the ego. Again and again, eventually it leads to this. Whether it is sensual, mental or intellectual, it's arising from that big fat ego. Whole Kali Yuga began because of one immature, falsely puffed up ego of a Brahmana boy. Immature Brahmana boy. Oh, that king, the emperor, has the daring to just put a garland, a snake on my father. What does he think himself? Let him die. The whole Brahminical class died because of that. Polluted because they were not protected. So, this... Now, this is such a... If you analyze this, just by analyzing the word of a person, you can detect what is inside the heart of the person. This is a science. Actually, the more refined a science is, by one little output, you can detect what is inside the person. Just like you have stool test, urine test. What is urine or stool? Stool is a product that comes out. But if you study it, you can find out what is problem inside the body of that person. Everything inside you, he can find out simply by studying one output. Million times more sophisticated science is the spiritual science. One word a person speaks. In Kannada there is a saying, your tongue exposes your heritage, your lineage, your dynasty, your culture. A fool or a self-realized soul is undetected till they open their mouth. Just by the language that a person uses, immediately his parentage, his dynasty, his culture, his background, his bringing, upbringing, everything is exposed. However you may dress up nicely, but one little output, study that, analyze that output. What language did he speak? What words did he use? How did he put it across? Immediately you can know what is inside, what is the content inside. Now, a person is very egoistic. How do you know? Very simple. One statement can release how, expose how egoistic a person can be. So you have an ego test. Just like a stool test, urine test. You have an ego test. It's there in the Bhagavad Gita. Did you know that? Ego test is there in the Bhagavad Gita. If you don't know, when you go back today, please analyze chapter 16, text number 4. For those of you who are research oriented in Krishna consciousness and know Jnanam Vijnana Sahitam, it's a science. What are the different symptoms? Whether it is liver problem, this problem, that problem. He says, pride, arrogance, conceit, anger, harshness and ignorance. These qualities belong to those of demoniac nature, O son of Pritha. Now, when you say demoniac nature, don't say, "Phir mereko kyun padhna hai, Prabhuji?" It's only for demoniac. No, demoniac means a person who is influenced by the mode of passion and ignorance. So, whenever this comes, demoniac word comes, remove that demoniac and put an egoistic person. Or better, I would suggest, if you really want to benefit from reading Prabhupada's books, whenever the word demoniac comes, remove that, put your name there. And read it, and it is like X-ray. You feel, my God, inko kaise maloom hoga andar ki baat? I will read it, just listen to this. In this verse, the royal road to hell is described. The demoniac, so-and-so Das wants to make a show of religion and advancement in spiritual science, although he does not follow the principles. This is Kali. Kali means quarrel and hypocrisy. What is hypocrisy? Hypocrisy means you want to show off what you are not. A person who is a beggar wants to show off he's a rich man. How does he show off? By wearing rings, by dressing like a person who he wants to be, who is not as yet. So, a spiritualist may also become a demoniac person in that sense by trying to imitate somebody else whom he wants to aspire to become like, but you're following their footsteps rather than imitating. So easy to imitate. So, they want to make, an egoistic person, want to make a show of religion and advancement in spiritual science, although they do not follow the principles. They are always arrogant and proud in possessing some type of education or so much wealth, or in this sense, so much of realization, so much of substance. I want to show that I have, though actually I don't. So dambho means pride, hypocrisy, and darpaha. And because you're always trying to identify, you actually start thinking you are that. And as that person gets so much respect and worship and distinction, I should also get because I am like that. And naturally, dambho darpo abhimana, you demand respect. You don't command respect. Of course, if you are a very powerful person and you have influence over others, they may respect you as you command. Or as you demand, sorry. But not everyone will respect you. Because not everyone is your servant. And somebody may just tell the truth. Hey, what is this? Why you act like this? Ah, everyone recognizes, you don't recognize. So, abhimanascha, you are demanding respect, and whatever you demand, you don't get because you don't deserve it. When someone speaks against what your expectations are, krodha, you become so angry because the ego is hurt. The ego wants a particular understanding. Its illusion is exposed and which is too difficult to digest. And therefore, parushya. Parushya means harsh speech. The speech which is an output, the final byproduct, indicates a whole series of disease inside. The subtlest of the disease is indicated by just one little output. Here is clearly revealed Devyani's false pride. Just because she is the daughter of Shukracharya, she thinks herself so great. She identifies herself. She's a Brahmani, no doubt. But does she have all the qualities of a Brahmana? So, alright, she says, and just see, mad. When you get angry, it happens. It just comes. Inevitably, you have to get angry and does that. Now, how does Sharmishtha react? Now, this is another problem. Two egos coming together. Atrine patito vanhi swayameva upashamyati. Best is, he says, Niti Shastra says that Kshama Shastram kareyasya durjana kim karishati. If you have little tolerance, forgiving, and tolerate the egoistic outburst of someone, Kshama Shastram kareyasya. If you have a weapon of kshama, or tolerance, or forgiveness, Durjana Hakim Karishati, the other person, how can he hurt you? He can hurt you because he can, if he hurts your ego, false ego. Atrine patito vanhi swayamevo pashamyati. If you throw fire, if someone throws fire in a place where is no dry grass, only empty field, automatically the fire will be put off. But if you provide a dry grass to that fire, your egoistic response, then it just increases. And it burns away the fellow who started the fire also. If he's not careful, he'll burn that person also. So that's what exactly happened in the case of Sharmishtha. And amazing, she got so angry, she also responded back, "What do you think?" And her response, I would like to just read, because so much we can identify with ourselves. Yeah, she said, "You beggar, since you don't understand your position," she told exactly, "What do you think? You are actually a beggar. Since you don't understand your position, why should you unnecessarily talk so much? Don't all of you wait at our house depending on us for your livelihood like crows? You are a dog and therefore you are a crow." Now this is self-realization. But only thing is, you have not realized. Other one has realized what you are. They are perfectly identifying each other, but it is very difficult to accept. If they said, "Okay, main jo designation diya tu swikar karegi na to main bhi swikar karunga. I was acting like a dog and really you also acted like a crow," and then problem would have been solved. But it doesn't happen like that. So it's not so simple. So in this way, and she got so angry, she took away all other clothes. She had worn, I think, one or two. She took away all her clothes and she pushed her into the well. I mean, where does she get so much power? Anger gives tremendous power, I've seen. One day I was just walking near the railway station. Two people, one thelawala, huge, you know, he had decorated all his fruits, you know, apples, like mountain, beautiful, pyramid-like. Then grapes, and santara, mushambi, and all, huge thela he was taking. And suddenly he ran over somebody's feet or whatever, I don't know, something. Two people started fighting. Small verbal, like this. Crow, dog, and then it went to this and this, and your whole dynasty is like this, from your dynasty is like this. It became so much, and he didn't know what to do, so he just pushed some fruits. The whole fruits fell. So this fellow, "Hey, all my grapes gone." This fellow came and slapped him. Very thin man, this person who received the slap. Suddenly he became so angry. I don't know. See, when you become angry, someone haunts you. And you become so powerful, you do something, later you wonder, now if I try to do, I can't do, I can't lift that. He actually lifted the thela and turned it upside down. The whole thela went, apples everywhere, and, you know, vehicle going, everything, all juice was, fruit juice. I am sure, 10 minutes later, if he had tried, he wouldn't have lifted. But at that moment, people are mad. Momentary madness, they say. Anger is one letter short of danger. D-anger. Danger. So in that thing, she just pushed her inside and went away. All her friends went away. She, poor girl, inside, without any clothes. And as destiny has it, Yayati walks in. And Yayati, she hears a shout and looks in. Here's a beautiful damsel without any clothes in the well. All is not well. Naturally, Maharaj Yayati, being a king, leader, giver of shelter, suddenly that nature of compassion comes. This is unjust. Immediately, he takes off his chadar and throws it. She wraps herself, and he extends his hand and picks her up. Excellent! Had it stopped at that. But then, there was a problem. He stayed a little longer after lifting her up. And she also held on a little longer than necessary. And that little longer made all the difference to a lot of, for a long time. Now, what do we understand from this? As preachers, we should be instruments of compassion of the Lord. Compassion is very important. But what is the difference between showing compassion as a service or showing compassion more in the mood of enjoyment? Is our service actually for Krishna's pleasure or is it for our own egoistic satisfaction? How do you test? Very, like Bhagavad Gita has answers to everything. We discussed about ego test. Similarly, you have a test of service. How do you know your service is Krishna's pleasure or is it for your egoistic satisfaction? Very interesting. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 5, text number 7. Don't worry if you don't have, I'll read it for you. Otherwise, purchase one. Yoga yukto vishuddhatma vijitatma jitendriyaha sarvabhutatma bhutatma kurvanapina lipyate. One who works in devotion, who is a pure soul and who controls his mind and senses is dear to everyone and everyone is dear to him. Though always working, such a man is never entangled. Now, Maharaj Yayati's intention was good. His action was also good. But it entangled him. Somehow he got entangled into it. It may have begun nicely, but of course in the ultimate end it may have ended nicely because his intention was good, but then long, long years to develop that realization. Why waste that time? So please listen to this service test, seva test, whether your service is for Krishna's pleasure or your own egoistic satisfaction. One who is on the path of liberation by Krishna consciousness is very dear to every living being and every living being is dear to him. Why? This is due to his Krishna consciousness. What do you mean, Krishna consciousness? How do we know? Such a person cannot think of any living being as separate from Krishna, just as the leaves and branches of the tree are not separated from them, from the tree. He knows very well that by pouring water on the root of the tree, the water will be distributed to all the leaves and branches, or by supplying food to the stomach, the energy is automatically distributed throughout the body. Now, we are doing devotional service thinking that we are watering the root of the tree, isn't it? Yasmin tushte jagat tushtam. Is that service really watering the root, that is Krishna, or is it watering the root of our ego? So that we are enjoying that service. Wow, what a service. It will give, no doubt service gives because Krishna is there, purification is there. But in the process, so much time will go away in the meantime. And it may not have the required quick effect as devotion service should have. So this is the test. Because one who works in Krishna consciousness is servant to all, this is the most important part. Because person who works in Krishna consciousness is a servant to all, he is very dear to everyone. Now, somebody may say, hey, everyone is dear to me. It could be because you are not doing any service. Because when you don't do any service, everyone loves you, but no one trusts you. Because you don't interfere with their ego. But when you start doing some service, so many egos are involved, so many minds are involved, so many senses get disturbed. Surely so many people get disturbed. And then you say, Prabhuji, you said everyone, nobody is happy. If a large number of people are not happy and satisfied, I think we better look into it. Sometimes it may happen. The affected person will be disturbed a little. That's all right. And you don't know Krishna is happy or not. You don't know Mahaprabhu is happy. You don't know Prabhupada is happy. You don't know Guru Maharaj is happy or not. The test is, are all the Vaishnavas around happy and satisfied by that service? If not, let us think. Deeply introspect and find out, is real that service watering the root of, you know, devotion tree, or is it watering the root of our egoistic tree and bearing big, big fruits of satisfaction and joy to our own selves, mind and senses? Okay, so you start rendering service. Some people are disturbed, but everyone seems to be okay with it. Of course, it takes humility to go and ask, Prabhuji, are you really satisfied, happy? If there's something, please tell me. And when they tell, we have to be receptive also, not justification mode. You know? Yeah, Prabhuji, kuch problem hai kya? This and this. Okay, sit down. Now I'll tell you. And full-fledged justification. Still, no problem, justify. But at the end of it, I just want to do it for Krishna's pleasure. Tell me, should I continue it? Should I not? What do you feel? If all people feel that this is not a very happy and satisfactory thing, what is the point? I would like to do what everyone is happy and satisfied with. Okay, but we may be doing it. We are convinced that this is pleasing Krishna. All right. And some people may be disturbed. I don't care, but I am doing it nevertheless. Okay, further test. What is the further test? Because everyone is satisfied by his work, he is pure in consciousness. The idea of why we should be doing as a serving, when you are serving someone, the master should be satisfied. If you are doing it for someone, that person should be satisfied. What is the proof? When the person is satisfied, whom you are serving, that person is satisfied, you become pure in consciousness. Their satisfaction is the secret of your purification. And how do you know that our consciousness is pure? Because he is pure in consciousness, his mind is completely controlled. His mind is not disturbed. If you're doing so much service and your mind is tremendously disturbed, and you feel that people whom you're serving are not satisfied, I think we deeply need to introspect our services. And because his mind is controlled, his senses are also controlled. So easy to perform that service. Then that service becomes a burden of love. Not a burden. Sri Vigraha will not become Galagraha, as Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says. It's a burden of love. It gives tremendous joy, satisfaction, and it keeps you controlled, senses fully controlled. It increases your devotion. It pleases your mind, improves taste for the holy name. If this is our, these things are happening, that means it's good. Because his mind is always focused on Krishna, there is no chance of being deviated from Krishna. Such a person cannot fall off. Nor is there a chance that he will engage his senses in matters other than the service of the Lord. He does not like to hear anything except topics relating to Krishna. He does not like to eat anything which is not offered to Krishna, and he does not wish to go anywhere where Krishna is not involved, which means our devotion is becoming more strong. If devotees are happy with our service, if they are satisfied, our consciousness is pure, our mind is pacified, our senses are fully controlled, and it doesn't go anywhere except Krishna, as Tvai me ananya vishaya, as Kunti Devi says, let my consciousness, my Lord, flow at your feet. My senses, my mind, my everything. Ananya, without flowing anywhere else. Now, a man of controlled senses cannot be offensive to anyone. This is another thing. Such a person can never be offensive. Otherwise, potentially, we may become offensive to people. Now, somebody may say, just see, Prabhupada is so carefully. One may ask, why was Arjuna offensive in the battle to others? Wasn't he in Krishna consciousness? Arjuna was superficially offensive. He said, therefore, Arjuna, while fighting on the battle of Kurukshetra, was not really fighting at all. He was simply carrying out the orders of Krishna in full Krishna consciousness. If we are asked to do something, we do it nevertheless, irrespective of who says what. But if we... So this is a test also. So in this way, these are some, you know, like tests to see how are we really pleasing Krishna. And so unfortunately, Maharajayati's service was there, but because he was inattentive in checking, or his nature was very strong, whatever, he got involved in that. Okay, then he got up and she went, and that's all right. Next, Devyani goes and tells her father, "Papa, you know what happened today? This and this and this," and she tells everything. Now, how should Shukracharya should have reacted? How should Vrishaparva, ideally, should have reacted to this? Actually, Prabhupada writes, I would like to read that purport. How, actually what it was. Sometimes, a great personality like Shukracharya cannot neglect sons and daughters. For sons and daughters are by nature dependent on their father, and father has affection for them. Although Shukracharya knew that the quarrel between Devyani and Sharmishtha was childish. It was so childish. As Devyani's father, he had to side with his daughter. He did not like to do this, but he was obliged to because of affection. This is another problem. Kids fight and the parents get involved. Tera bachcha aisa kyun kiya? Tera bachcha. तुम्हारे सोसाइटी वाले सोसाइटी पूरा सोसाइटी आ जाएंगे क्या हमारे सोसाइटी के बारे में तुमने वो अरे तेरा जात ही है जात पूरा जात वाले आ जाएंगे इट स्टार्टेड विद जस्ट टू किड्स फाइटिंग थ्रोइंग द बॉल समवेयर फिनिश्ड मेनी मेनी इयर्स अगो वी हैड दिस एंड जन्माष्टमी वी यूज्ड टू हैव ड्रामा पेंटिंग कॉम्पिटिशन स्कूल चिल्ड्रन. So we invited. Hall was there, and we put all the kids. And you know, the kid is drawing away, painting. One child was really good in drawing and effectively, you know, natural artist looks like. And then, just when the time was about to, you know, paper has to be given up. So this child who was sitting next to him, he just did somehow. I don't know what he did. I heard actually a fight going on between two ladies. Then I rushed there. Then I asked, "Kya ho gaya?" So the child was drawing, one child. His drawing was not so very good, but he is doing his best. Poor fellow. Somebody is Hanuman, somebody is like a squirrel, you know. So he did this, and the whole painting color box just fell on that painting. And the whole painting was finished. Ah, the child started crying. Now, mother came. "Kya hua, beta?" "Isne dal diya paint." "Are, isne dala?" It just got overturned. She became so angry. That fellow child started crying. His mother came. "Kya hua, beta?" "Daad rahi mere ko, painting karo." And then they started fighting. And ultimately, this lady was about to tear off this child, other child's painting. That was the time when I entered. Had it gone on, probably, I don't know where, all you Gujaratis are like this. All you Rajasthanis are. Probably all Rajasthanis would have got together. From that day we decided, during painting competition, no parents allowed. Only kids, let them do anything they want. Everyone will be given a gift. Maybe extra behind that gift, we will hide one first prize. Usko apne aap mil jayega. Sometimes, you know, some childish things, but why do these people take it so seriously? How they responded was because of affection. Ye mera aadmi hai. Finished. And that's how the whole thing started. How can this person get, how can they tell like this? How it see, just small thing starts and can blow up and up and up and such. Now, why does it get, again, attachment? subtle attachment, how it can lead to disaster. That's again ego. My child is doing and nobody is acting upon that. It's again, eventually it boils down to, this whole chapter is graphically and in variety of ways bringing out the subtle manifestations of egoistic problems that can potentially come and distract our attention and consciousness so much that we may get diverted from our principal duty of Krishna consciousness and get entangled. It took years. For us, it may take a lifetime. Because Yayati was a powerful personality, because he was a great soul, in one lifetime he could get his senses right and come back. For us, it may take millions of lifetimes again. So immediately, So what I was telling was, how that attachment causes. And because of these kind of attachment and acting based on those attachment, then Dhritarashtra asks this question to Sanjay. Just the battle is about to begin tomorrow. Previous night, imagine, this battle is going to destroy lakhs and crores of people. Slaughtered. All because of strong attachment of Dhritarashtra to his son. And his egoistic whims and fancies. Dhritarashtra knows he's a rascal. Duryodhana is a first class rascal. But he's pampering because of his attachment. So just before that night, he calls his secretary, Sanjay. And he asks, Sanjay, tell me what's going to be the result? What's going to happen? And Sanjay clearly tells, it's like match fixing. Who's going to win? Who's going to lose? What exactly is, he exactly describes. In fact, the first match fixing was 5,000 years ago, the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Why? Because the last verse of the Gita, Sanjaya gave the fixing of the match. Kon kon score karega, kon kon harega, kon jitega. Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna, yatra Partho Dhanurdhara, tatra Shri Vijayo Bhutir. Sehwag century karega. वो मारेगा ये लोग 13 रन से हारेंगे. मैच फिक्सिंग वॉज डन, स्टिल दिस फेलो वॉज अटैच टू बेटिंग. नहीं, मे बी आई विल विन, मरो. ऑल राइट, ट्राई. सो धृतराष्ट्र आस्क संजय, कॉल्स हिम इन द मिडल ऑफ द नाइट. ही सेज, यू ऑलवेज कॉल मी इन द मिडल ऑफ द नाइट, व्हाट डू यू वांट दिस टाइम? And he was internally thinking, you never listen to me. Simply ask me, that's all, for your satisfaction. Still he said, all right, what do you want? Kya hoga, bolo na. Bata diya na. Yehi hoga. And Dhritarashtra is fully convinced. Dhritarashtra is fully convinced. He says, Sanjay, we are both connected to Vyasadeva. We are both his disciples. Sanjay, you are a disciple. I am not just a disciple. I am the son of Vyasadeva. Both have got schooled in the same professor, under the same professor. How is it that you can see things so clearly and so detached? And why I hear all of these things, nothing happens to me? Sanjay says it very clearly. He says, my dear king, only if you give me assurance, then I will speak. नहीं तो गुस्से में आके तलवार लेके काट दोगे तो सच बोलूंगा. But truth is many a times very bitter to hear, especially if you have a big ego, when somebody tells, we don't feel like digesting. It can't, very difficult to digest. So he says, will you give me assurance? Call somebody else. So he calls one more person. I don't remember. He calls one more person. Stand there. He says, Vyasadeva. Call Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva, remember, whenever you remember, he can come. And then he says, my dear Dhritarashtra, your heart is like a pot with lot of holes in it. Therefore, whatever is poured, it doesn't stay for long. And what is that hole? Attachment to your foolish, useless, demoniac son. Why are you so attached? At least in this position, because of this little attachment, if you because you're in such an important position, one decision of yours can affect millions of people. You cannot afford to make decisions by these kind of attachments to individual, you know, some individuals attached to you. This attachment to your son and all the other consequent qualities that you are manifesting because of that. Dhyayato vishayat sangat sanjayate kama, kamat krodho vijayate, krodhat bhoti sammoha. So in one hole, it has created so many holes. And therefore, whatever I tell you, whatever Vyasdev tells you, whatever Krishna tells you, nothing stays in your heart for more than 5 minutes. You say, sahi bola. Again, you go and do the same thing. He agrees. So therefore, here, Bhagavatam reveals how a power. Shukracharya himself is cursing himself. He says, what a profession I am, I have to deal with my. Okay, at least Vrishaparva and Shukracharya could have got together. Dono ko bula. This is the way to fight. Come on. Shake hands. Embrace each other. Go. This is what our teachers would deal with. Usne baal chheel liya. Hey, dono aao idhar. Karo gaya. Explain them nicely. Ho gaya. Abhi dono ko ek ek baal. Thik hai, chalo. Abhi gale lagao. Haath milao. Phir se nahi ladna. Finished. Now what Shukracharya did? You have hurt. Your daughter has hurt my daughter. And therefore, listen to what my daughter says. Why did he allow her to speak? And what does she say? She is so egoistic, already affected now. Abhi kuwe se bahar aayi ho. She is so angry. She says, this lady, whenever I get married, she should come with me as a maid servant for the rest of my life. Now can you imagine? If you are in the position of Vrishaparva, now Vrishaparva is also so much attached to his facilities and his guru, you know, always giving his blessings. He also never considered these things. I mean, where all it can lead to? How complicated, how entangling the whole thing can become if you are not careful about those little things. But they are not little, because we are very little people. Even little things are big for us. For an ant, even a block of sugar is big obstacle. Not obstacle, of course, that is for a. But for people like us who are very Kali Yuga creatures, very small devotional deposit, even small things become so important. But Krishna consciousness means to see everything from Krishna's point of view, from Krishna's perspective. The first time I got onto an airplane, I've told this several times, but wonderful realization. If you have not got onto the airplane, get in sometime. Otherwise, relearn by the realization. But if you get in, get near the window seat. Like children fight sometimes, like a window seat. I generally fight for the window seat. Just till it takes off. After that, I don't care. Then the aisle seat is better. I was sitting there, and as the plane goes up, you see, you know, things become so small. As the plane goes higher and higher, the buildings become smaller and smaller. The whole Chowpatty looks only so much. Eventually, whole Mumbai becomes so much. And then suddenly I was thinking, my God, whole Bombay is only so much. In that Chowpatty is so much. And in that Chowpatty, Radha, Gopi, Radha, Mandir, can't even detect from here. And I have one insignificant tiny locker there. But don't change the direction of the locker. It's mine. I'm the temple president. How much can we be? I mean, from there, you look down and say, it's like two ants fighting, you know. I'm the superpower. The He-Man amongst the ants. Both are fighting and one fallen unknowingly keeps steps on them. Both are finished. And he doesn't even know the other person. So like that, one tsunami comes, all presidents together will go away. Blown away like that. Who cares? But that position, little insignificant influence over so many people or some attachment to certain things, can so much engross our consciousness like a cataract, cover the whole bright sun of Krishna consciousness, the importance of human life. So therefore, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Because the more we hear, then the vision becomes clear. Perspectives becomes clear. Like from Krishna's perspective, it is so insignificant. What is this one lifetime? What's this, all these things of this world? Of course, thinking like that, you can't become detached also. Because when the plane lands, again you have to deal with things. I found out that. I had all these philosophical thoughts, but when the plane landed, passport kidhar, visa kidhar, ek kidhar, what about my suitcase? Then I said, what happened to those exalted thoughts? Only when I went up, it was there. When I came down, everything is finished. But next time when I went up, I captured it in my heart. And then I said, even when the plane lands, even though I am landing inside, let me keep that perspective always in my mind. So, though I am here walking in the crowd, but I was trying to watch, if I am in the plane, don't worry. So I was thinking, similarly, every day, when we are chanting the holy name. So nowadays, when I sit for chanting, I think I am sitting in the plane now. Namo Vishnu Padaya, getting on the plate, getting onto the plane, on the window seat. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, tightening the seat belt. Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Take off. And then, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. See, from Krishna's point of view, everything is so Trinakritva Jagat Sarvam Rajate Sakalaparam Chidanandamayam Shuddham Harir Nama Iva Kevalam. Trinakritva Jagat Sarvam. The whole Jagat is so temporary, so fleeting. Rajate Sakalaparam, the truth, the reality, the real happiness, real ananda is Chidanandamayam Shuddham Harinamaiva Kevalam. So, while chanting, develop that Krishna's perspective or Shukadeva Goswami's perspective, completely watching from a distance. Pashyan, Shrinvan, Sprishan, Jigran, Ashnan, Gachan, Sopan, Shosan, Pralapan, Visarjan, Grihnan, Unmishan, Nimishan, Napi, Indriyana, Indriyarthesu, Vartanti, Dharyan. You may wonder which language I am speaking. This is from the Bhagavad Gita. A jnani, while seeing all these activities, detaches himself and sees that, hey, chota chota cheez, don't get so much absorbed into it. Don't lose your perspective to the prime duty of life. So that's what chanting is for. And then, as soon as the 16th round comes, it lands down. Chalo, kaam ki baat hai abhi. But, don't lose the perspective that we got during chanting. That it's all insignificant. The reality is Krishna. Bhakta, Bhagavan and Bhakti is the only reality. Everything, yes, it will come. Tam stidiksha subharata. Just learn to tolerate and just go on. Don't complicate it. Don't entangle in it too much. Deal it at the, nip it off in the bud. Otherwise, so much complications. And in this way, it doesn't matter, even one chapter is enough to take us back home, back to God. Sorry, I never came to the original purport. I just 5 minutes, we should do justice to the purport also. Not that I am prepared. I am prepared, but time is going on. So, here, two things in this purport are very important. Now here is Puru being approached by Yayati. Amazing, another amazing thing. How a man who is filled with lust can become so shameless. He wants to enjoy sense gratification. Father, having 4 children, grown-up children, and he is telling them, I want to enjoy. You take my old age, give me your youth. Or tera? Tolerate, Baba. Wah. This is just like the demigods approaching Dadichi. Dadichi, and they are telling, they are preaching to Dadichi. The demigods are preaching to the Desi. After all, life is temporary. Huh? You give your bones, na? We will make. And we will fight with Dhritarasura so that we can enjoy the gratification. Acha. Kya philosophy. How much, you know, when we are absorbed in this, can we can lose and act so, you know, on a very lower level without even realizing it. So he's approaching. The glorious Yadu rejected. Yadu rejected. But Yadostu Dharmashilasya. He was perfect because he was rejecting on a dharmic plane, on dharma, on base of dharma. But he lived rest of his life also based on dharma, not justifying only on that occasion. Throughout his life. Therefore, Krishna accepted Yadu, though he rejected his father's proposal. The other three children rejected because our sense gratification, uska kya hoga? Okay, for your sense gratification, what about mine? Nahi denge. No principle of sacrifice was there. So, both of them, Yadu sacrificed for a higher principle. He actually said, no, I'm not able to take it up. For pursuing dharma and achieving self-realization. Of course, because Yadu attained such a state, all his 21 generations will come anyway. Now, Puru immediately says, he says, oh, your majesty, who in this world can repay his debt to his father? By the mercy of one's father, one gets the human form of life, which can enable one to become an associate of the Supreme Lord. Now, Prabhupada's two statements are again worth going a little deeper into. The father gives the seed of the body, and this seed gradually grows and develops until one ultimately attains the developed human body. So father gives the seed of the body, which eventually evolves into the full human body. But everyone gets a father and mother, but if one gets the benediction of Krishna and Guru, he can conquer the material nature and return home back to Godhead. That's why Prabhupada in his book, I think Krishna book or somewhere, he says, I thank my father who taught me some principles of Rath Yatra and other devotional thing, which was taken to perfection or something to that effect, paraphrasing it, says, by my eternal father, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. The father gives the seed for this gross body and helps it to nourish to the full blooming human body, which has the potential for Krishna consciousness. But the spiritual father, Guru Krishna Prasadepaya Bhakti Lata Beej, he gives the seed of a spiritual body. Spiritual body, which if well protected, and also he gives the guidance how to protect it and nourish it. Water that beej. Shravana Kirtana Jala Koraha Sechan. By protecting it, by cultivating it, nourishing it, this seed, Bhakti Lata Beej, is seed for a spiritual body, potential spiritual body he gives. And if it nourish it, it can give us an eternal spiritual body in the spiritual world by blossoming and blooming our consciousness to its fullness. How much more should we be grateful to our eternal father, the spiritual master. Chakshudan Dilojai Janme Janme Prabhu Se. We should learn from Puru. Puru is ready to sacrifice the best part of his life, youth, to his father. Because he thought that the father is more qualified than me. He can use that much better than me. And anyway, he has given me. And if he is asking me something, why not I give it back to him? What to speak of the spiritual master who sacrificed his whole life to actually sow this seed and help us how to nourish this seed. And he never asks for himself. He asks on behalf of his father and his father, his father, his spiritual father, which means the ultimate father. The ultimate father, the supreme father and his representative. So why not, and if somebody has the good fortune of having received such a father, and he is asking us to sacrifice. What are you asking us to sacrifice? Sacrifice that piece of glass in your hand, Baba. I am giving you a diamond. No, I am attached. He's asking us to sacrifice what was never anyway, what was never us, ours anyway. And he's asking us to throw away an answer so that he can hand over something wonderful. How much more should we be grateful and willing to actually do something that not only pleases him, yasya prasadat bhagavat prasad, because he is asking something which will please Krishna, the Supreme Father. So this is something to be meditated upon in this chapter. Hare Krishna, I'll stop here. If there are any questions, we can take a couple of them. Yes, one. Can you pass the mic there?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, you spoke about different aspects in today's class. One aspect you are speaking about that how the small thing leads to a bigger thing when it is not taken at the initial stage, especially related to anger. While working in corporate sector, or in fact in any other business unit, you are working in a team and you have a boss. So when the boss, something goes wrong, either the boss comes and shouts on you, or in between us, if something goes wrong, it's a natural that one blames another. So generally being like a devotee, we are thought we should be tolerant. So, but what is observed is that if you are like tolerant up to certain level, it's good. Otherwise, when something goes wrong, every time you are only questioned, means boss fires on you only because you have tolerated. There's some devotee was adding to me because every time you are tolerant. So how to put the boundary line that to what degree you should not be repellent to anything when something is going wrong?
Yeah. In this world, if you tolerate, people bulldoze all over you. I am fallen. Yes, I know that. Better you realize it, you fool. Therefore, no promotion and no. But I just told, actually, I didn't mean it. Yes. So, yeah, it's a fact that I am reminded of that story of Narada Muni and that snake. Right? One time Narada Muni was going by this airways and he saw a snake. There were children who were playing. There is a field, but they were playing somewhere in the bushes. So he asked the children, why are you not playing in the field? There is a snake there, it bites. So the Narada Muni went to the snake and preached, don't be like a snake. You are a soul, spirit soul, you know. Chant Hare Krishna, Pranadapi Suni Chena, Tarori Vasaishnuna. Be tolerant. Yes, Gurudev, thank you so much. And a year later, or sometime later, Narada was flying by and he saw all the children are standing around that hole where the snake was living. And he came and saw that they were throwing stones and he was bleeding. He said, hey, kya ho gaya? Gurudev, this is the result of following your instructions. You told me, don't bite. I took a vow. Mar jaunga par. I won't bite. And once, first of all, these boys were a little scared of me. But then they realized, this fellow is not, don't do anything. They really started beating me. They were having enjoyment at my expense. So Narada Muni said, you are such a fool. I told you not to bite. But that doesn't mean you don't hiss. You don't mean it. So, you may have to, okay, you have to serve them. Right? Ultimately, you have to do everything in the mood of a servant. And who is a good servant? Who gets the job done, what is expected by the master. But in the process, you should not, for example, I'll expand. Now, the seva is to get the job done. You are paid for it, to get the job done. And the person next to you has a particular Sanskrit vocabulary, a language, only that he understands. He doesn't understand any other language. Trinadapi language he doesn't understand. He understands pure Sanskrit language. I hope you know what I'm. Unless 4 or 5 pure Sanskrit words are used, then he can't connect and relate to what is expected of him. I mean, doesn't mean that you start using them, but only idea is whatever it takes to get it done. But hiss, to act as if you're angry, but don't get angry, because in angry you do something you may repent for the rest of your life. One little push of Devyani into the well cost her, you know, servitude for the rest of her life. So don't do something overwhelmed by anger. Act as if you're anger. Prabhupada said, show the stick, don't use the stick. But when the stick comes in hand, suddenly along with it comes the mood also to use it. So you should be careful as a service mode. Therefore, a good sadhana helps us to effectively and efficiently do our seva without getting absorbed in the other aspects of that service which may affect us, our consciousness. So that is very important. So in Rome, be a Roman. You have to do the needful. Do whatever is necessary.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
I know. Yes, one last question, because we are already late. Wait. One day I was sitting in Bhaktivedanta Hospital and I was listening to this lecture and suddenly one answer from the speaker. Then I said, who asked the question? Why can't I use the mic? So somebody at Bhaktivedanta Hospital, if he's hearing, they should hear your question also.
Prabhuji, thank you very, very much for a wonderful, wonderful class. Just a very normal thought which came into my mind that you give a lot of 6-session Bhagavad Gita courses. So there is a part of it which says that why do good things happen to bad people and why do bad things happen to good people? So as you have given so many tests, like some you have told for ego, you have to justify that what ego level you are at by 16.4 Bhagavad Gita. And the second thing you said about service, that you can read something and know that. So in general, when you see that good people and bad people, what the criteria is? Because in the world generally, if you see, everybody considers themselves as I'm good. So whom do you justify being good and what is bad in the world? What is the test for that? And I mean, like medically, if I'm a medical professional, there are so many things like abortion is legalized. Okay, that's okay. But if you're coming on time, this is good. I mean, what is it that justifies what is good and what is bad in the world? I mean, is there a test for that?
I mean, attend the 6-session Bhagavad Gita course again. Valmiki asked one question only. And the result was 24,000 shlokas of Ramayana. So, please read the Srimad Bhagavatam and the Bhagavad Gita by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The Srimad Bhagavatam answers all questions. The one you are asking, when you search for it, you will realize many other questions that you had asked before but never got answers. You may ask in future and you will never ask but still get the answers nevertheless. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Regularly hear Srimad Bhagavatam. It's another class, otherwise. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Shri Radha Gopinath ki jai, Nithai Gaur Premanandi.